A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where he had raised Lazarus, the dead man, to life. There they gave a dinner for him, and while Martha waited on them, Lazarus sat at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took a pound of costly perfume made from genuine nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, wiping them with her hair. The whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Judas Iscariot, the disciple who was to betray Jesus, remarked, "This perfume could have been sold for 300 denarii, and the proceeds given to the poor." He said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he held the common purse, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Was she not keeping it for the day of my burial? The poor you always have with you, but you will not always have me." A large crowd of Jews heard that Jesus was there, and they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests decided to kill Lazarus as well, for many of the Jews were drifting away because of him and believing in Jesus. And this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel, beginning with the words, 6 days before the Passover, really help us to focus and to enter into the great mystery, the mystery of Holy Week, of the death and resurrection of our beloved Jesus. News about Jesus having raised Lazarus from the dead is spreading throughout the region, and many believe Jesus is the promised Messiah. The chief priests and the Pharisees are feeling very threatened. So in order to preserve their position, the members of the Sanhedrin decide just to do away with Jesus and Lazarus as well. Power and control are to be kept, regardless of the cost. Now, wouldn't it seem that nothing much has changed in our world even today? So it is in the context of this scheming that the Bethany family, Mary, Martha and Lazarus, invite Jesus to a meal. Their fundamental attitude is one of loving welcome. And in the midst of such a welcome, Mary dares to break with tradition and anoint the feet of Jesus. Can we even begin to imagine the love, the goodness, which provoke such an outpouring of her whole heart? She takes the most precious gift she has and without any thought of the cost, gives it all to Jesus. The whole house is filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Biblical scholars have taken this to mean that the whole church was filled with the sweetness of Mary's action. Mary's action, her outpouring of abundant love, is to be remembered for all time. Jesus assures us of this. So what was this experience like for Jesus? I think we would all say it is easier to give than to receive. Yet here is Jesus, our beloved friend and brother, being sufficiently vulnerable to receive. Recently in our community, a very generous woman, benefactor of ours, offered to give us a rather expensive gift, And because this was not the first time she had gifted us, one of us commented to her that we hoped this would not become a habit. Imagine our surprise and feeling of challenge when she replied, "I don't remember Jesus refusing an expensive gift." Food for thought? Yes, indeed. We don't really know what was going on in the heart of Jesus, except that he sat there and allowed this woman, Mary, his friend, to break a taboo in front of all the guests. He knew word would get out and it would not be in his favor. Yet the response of Jesus to the challenge of Judas, "This perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor," Jesus' response offers us much food to ponder. Leave her alone. What she has done for the day of my burial. You know, I can't help wondering, was this experience still fresh in the heart and mind of Jesus when he had his last supper with his friends? Here we see a similar action, this time carried out by Jesus, when he pours out his abundant love and vulnerability in washing the feet of his friends. Can we imagine that scene, the depth of it? In order to appreciate something of the depth of love contained in any action like this, we need to ponder our own experiences of being in the position of the recipient, the one receiving the gift. Well, do I remember such an experience when I was celebrating my 50th anniversary, just very recently, of the day I left home to enter the convent. My siblings and spouses had all gathered, and we were reminiscing with stories. One of my sisters left the room and in a moment returned with a jar of sweet-smelling ointment and began to massage my feet. In this sacred space and surrounded by family, I felt the abundance of an outpouring of love. I felt held and cherished. So let us, I invite you, let us during this Holy Week keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and ponder with him our own experience of giving and receiving abundant love. And let us not count the cost. May this Holy Week be indeed a time of sacred outpouring of abundant love. God bless.